Mostly Manx in Douglas do their own crackers, which are Manx related. They've got Manx tartan on the outside and Manx gifts in the middle and whatever. And we were given some last Christmas, but they didn't have any mottos, Manx mottos. And I mentioned this to Suzanne, who runs Mostly Manx, and said, you know, great crackers, and they really are, they're very good, but no Manx jokes. And she said she couldn't think of any. So I said, well, impetuously, I said, well, I'll see if I can come up with some. So I came up with a couple of dozen, and she thought they were quite funny. And the idea came out of that, and she sort of said, well, why don't you do a small book of Manx jokes? And being foolish, I agreed.
As you do, you just, yes.
There are some that are completely Manx. It's family friendly, though. I had to clean up my other half's jokes, who came up with some that are really quite funny but also quite crude, but we haven't put those in.
shame.
Well, no, this is family friendly. It's for kiddies as well. You can't have rude stuff for children.
Well, that is true, I suppose. So are they all original, or did you have contributions from other people saying, hey, tell you what, I know a good Manx joke?
They're all original apart from one, and the one that isn't is probably the traditional Manx joke. How many Manxmen does it take to change a light bulb? None, because the Manx don't like change.
So, I'm with you.
And so that one's gone in there, but all the others are original. Most of them are mine, so it's my fault. One or two of them are from my husband, George. I mean, he came up with, for example, why are the people at Colby very trustworthy? Because they're on the level.
Hey, that's pretty good. I was just, as you were saying that, I just opened it at random, page 6. I rather like this one down the bottom. We won't do too many, otherwise people won't buy the book. The little cafe near Bulgham stops serving at the end of the season. They're having a closing Doon sale. So it's beautifully done, a lovely glossy cover on the outside of it as well, and nice and bright and cheery, and as you say, designed very much to put a smile on the face. And again, as you say, you're sort of hitting out coming at this time of the year, so cracking little stocking filler, it's something to hit the Christmas market.
Yes, I mean, it's not very expensive. It's £5, or £4.95, which is not much more than a cup of coffee nowadays. And we were hoping that it would be good for the Christmas market, but we're also hoping that perhaps visitors in the summer season next year, if we've got any left, hopefully we'll have some. Well, no, hopefully we won't have any left.
I was going to say, hopefully it'll go, but
but they might find it amusing as well.